Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor save me and you from our sins and from hell. In the Lord's hand. The Master says in John 10:29, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Think, my soul, how eternally safe and secure must the Church of Jesus be, thus kept by the mighty power of God through faith unto salvation. What shall unclasp the hands of Jehovah? Who shall wrest the weakest, the humblest, the poorest of Christ's little ones from the holding of His omnipotency? Why then art thou, my soul, so frequently exercised with fears and doubts and misgivings? It is the Lord's love that is the foundation of thy assurance, and not the strength of thy graces. His own free mercy and not our merit were the first causes of our calling. And what is it now in thy present preservation but the same which holds thee up and carries thee through every difficulty? As it's written in Deuteronomy 33:3, yea, He loved the people. All His saints are in thy hands. Precious Lord Jesus, it is enough. How shall a child of thine perish when secured by such almighty support? Oh, to hear thy voice in the soft whispers of thy love, comforting my soul as thou didst the church of old. From Isaiah 49:15-16, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. That was from old-time preacher Robert Hawker. Flee to the ark, which is Christ Jesus. It would be good for all to think about that man Noah in the light of present religious thinking. Noah was a man who wasn't seeking God, but God in grace found him and made him the object of His grace in Christ. His faith was the evidence of God's grace to us and in him, not the cause of it. Please see Hebrews 11 and Genesis 6:8. His preaching was about righteousness, not about morality, politics, or life lessons. Being a preacher of righteousness, he was the only true gospel preacher on earth at that time. He preached 120 years and didn't have a convert outside of his own family. His was the only church on earth, but there were only 8 members. He was a man of one message: flee to the ark for safety. That ark was a type of Christ crucified, and so he continued to preach as he built at God's command. Can you imagine the ridicule and scoffing he endured as he built a boat when there was no water to float it in, no rain falling? Why did he do it? Because he believed God. He was not broad-minded, as most so-called preachers are in our day. He boldly declared that there was only one way to escape the coming wrath of God in the flood, the ark. There is only one way to escape the coming judgment, also sure to come upon this earth, and that is Christ, who is the way. He is the true ark, Noah could not boast of how many buildings he built or family life centers. No, day after day, he preached the gospel of salvation in Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone. Believe, get in the ark, fail to, and perish in your sin. Day by day passed as Noah preached, and men scoffed. But the day came when the flood came. What were the inhabitants of the earth doing? Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. It was business as usual until the day the flood consumed them. Spiritually dead and oblivious to the truth, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That was the Master saying that in Matthew 24:39. Like Noah, we preach Christ crucified, warning every man, urging all to get in the ark. Trust Christ. Trust His blood. Trust Christ's righteousness alone. Look to Him and be saved. There is salvation in no other. That message was from Preacher Gary Shepherd. What has happened to the preaching of the true gospel of God's grace in Christ? Occasionally, I watch the local religious television station to see what's being preached and what the local religious community is up to. The other day, I heard such an unbelievable and incredible statement of utter, outright heresy and blasphemy against God. I could hardly believe what I heard. This is what the preacher said. Quote, God cannot save you unless you give Him permission. End quote. Such a statement reveals the man knows nothing of the true and living God of the Bible, for he preaches the sinner greater than the Savior. The Scriptures teach that God is in charge in salvation, not mere men. Christ has power over all flesh to give eternal life to as many as the Father gave Him. Please see John 17:2 and Acts 13:48. When the disciples asked the Lord, who then can be saved? What did the Redeemer say? I need the sinner's permission? God forbid. Negative. He said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. See Mark 10:26-27. The preacher who thinks God is waiting upon the sinner's approval or disapproval to make salvation possible is an ignorant, arrogant fool and a false prophet. The so-called God he preaches is nothing more than an idol of his own wicked imaginations. The God of the Bible does as He will, when He will, with whom He will, and as He pleases. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven, and in earth, and in the seas, and all deep places. See Psalm 135:6 and Ephesians 1:11. May God be pleased to raise up voice in the wilderness to declare once again that salvation is of the Lord, to declare once again man's total inability and total depravity. Jonah 2:9 and John 6:44-45. And to declare again the Lord Jesus Christ actually accomplished salvation for His people. Matthew 1:21. To declare again that the blood atonement of Christ is all that God has provided and all that He will accept. Hebrews 10:14-17. To declare again the effectual and irresistible call of God the Holy Spirit in making us new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God will use the preaching of the gospel to call out His elect. 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. The Lord Jesus Christ does not need our permission to make His work effectual. John 19:30 and Philippians 1:6. God forbid. What has happened to this generation of religious folks? This verse explains it all and what we are to do, as it is written in 2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Preacher Tom Harding with that message there. Excellent. Friends, once more, you are in yourself a hopeless sinner, though a believer in Christ. Therefore you should put on Christ, who is our hope, that your soul may be strong, lively, and joyful in hope. What? Been in Christ so many years and self a hopeless sinner still? What? Nothing in self to cast the anchor of hope upon? What? Cast the anchor within the ship to hold it? Ridiculous. True, the grace and hope is in the heart, but the object of hope is Christ. The anchor of hope is cast into the wide ocean of God's love to sinners in Christ. Oh, the working of that nasty legal spirit which is ever seeking the pride of self, wanting to entertain a good opinion of ourselves and to have something within ourselves to trust in and which to glory. This spirit opposes the glory of Christ and keeps us from putting on Christ as our only hope and chief glory. That was some old-time preacher, William Mason, and that was an excerpt from one of his writings entitled, The One Thing Needful to Make Poor Sinners Rich and Miserable Sinners Happy. Look to this one grand thing, that all thy confidence and all thy joy ariseth wholly from Jesus' person and righteousness. Let Jesus have all thy confidence. Faith brings nothing, for it hath nothing. It casts itself wholly upon Jesus. Amid all its guilt and fear and tears, it is Jesus only to whom faith looks, and it is Jesus alone upon whom it depends. It hath nothing to do with self, neither our own feelings, nor the exercise of our graces. The miracle announced by the gospel is that God comes to the ungodly with a mercy that is righteous, and in spite of all their depravity and rebellion, enables them, through faith, on the ground of Christ's righteousness, to enter into a new and blessed relation with Himself. A reading from Psalm 145. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. And a short reading from Psalm 147. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this earth. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while He may be found, and seek Him while He is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken His sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children from around the world to His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tzidkenu, Baruch Hashem, bless the name. Forever and ever, we say, if you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send donations. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. I'd like to send out another call to the brethren. If you perceive the Lord is directing you to have your own short wave radio broadcast, there is a huge need for it. I've explained in the past that the vast majority of what is being so-called preached on various shortwave companies is, it's just ridiculous, terrible. They're lying on the master, and they're lying to the people in a big way. If any of you folks are interested, I can walk you through the process. It's a heck of a lot simpler than you imagine, and then you can brag on the master and glory in him alone, and people will listen to that. They're hungry. People are hungry for the truth. All right, enough about that. Just feel free to contact me if you wish. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Please indicate what country you're from. I look forward to writing you back. Again, the address, thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, Maranatha.